The bipartisan commission is calling on lawmakers and the governor to raise the state gas tax for the first time in 7 years by 5 cents a gallon to fund improvements in public transit and highway maintenance and construction. Leaders of the Republican majority have already rejected the tax increase, but commission member Craig Thompson says motorists should look at the tax increase over the long term as more and more fuel-efficient cars come on the market.
If you were driving a car that got 15 miles per gallon, and you were paying the 30.9 cents for each gallon you drove, you buy a new car that gets 30 miles per gallon, you've effectively cut your gas tax in half. So the 5 cent increase, you'd still be paying less after that increase than you were when you were driving your previous car.
Advocates for funneling more tax dollars into public transit support the commission's recommendations to allow counties to impose a half-cent sales tax to fund expanded bus services. Jennifer Epps Addison of Wisconsin Citizen Action says that will allow cuts in bus service in Milwaukee and other communities to be restored.
Our transit system is drastically underfunded. It is not meeting the needs of our community, and we must increase the funding. A 21st century state requires a 21st century public transportation system, and we cannot do that without the revenue to build that system.
Members of the Transportation Commission predict it will be an uphill battle to win legislative approval of any tax increases, but they say without it, the state's transportation infrastructure will continue to crumble. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.